Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
You Are Not on Your Own, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Jeremiah 10:23. Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. When Adam rebelled against God in the garden, he didn't understand it meant he would be giving up his power and authority over the earth to the devil. His sin against God caused the whole world to come under the evil one's dominion. From that point on, Adam became a sinner and passed his fallen legacy on to all future generations, placing mankind in opposition to God. Romans 5:12 explains what happened, stating, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people, because all sinned." However, in today's culture, countless individuals mistakenly believe if they don't choose God, then they belong to themselves, but it just isn't true. There is no middle ground between good and evil, no third choice, no neutrality to choose from. Jesus came to earth to pay a high price for your sin, but it's still your decision whether or not you accept his payment and receive the paid in full by Jesus Christ. In accepting God's free gift of salvation, 1 Corinthians 6:19 explains how the Holy Spirit comes to live inside you, taking up residence within you. When he does, your life no longer belongs to you, but to God. If you choose to reject Jesus' sacrifice for your sin debt, the devil has claim to you. By not choosing God, you're making a choice, whether you realize it or not. So if you, like multitudes of others, believe not choosing God's way is choosing your own way, you are misinformed. Many are unaware of the spiritual forces at work on the earth, as Ephesians 6:12 explains, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of his dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Unknowingly, individuals are daily carrying out the devil's desires, unaware they aren't free agents like they believe, but rather being influenced and led by the evil one. 1 John 3:8 also describes how the one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Jesus came to free you from the devil's claim to you, but it's still your choice to accept it or not. If you refuse to take him up on his offer, by default, you belong to the evil one. Yet know it's God's heart and desire for all people to be saved.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angeltree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angeltree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angeltree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.